The index consists of two sub-indices to track the domestic iron ore prices and import prices. China Iron and Steel Association says the data collecting system is running well as the iron ore index had its trial operation in August. The steel industry maintained faster growth in the first half of the year, with steel output reaching 350 million tons, up 9.6% from a year earlier. Zhu Jimin, chairman of China Iron and Steel Association, says soaring iron ore prices have squeezed the profits of China's steel producers.
During the first 8 months this year, China imported 448 million tons of iron ore, an increase of 10.6%. The average CIF price of iron ore rose 37.5% to $164.36 per ton, an increase of $44.8 per ton compared to last year. The cost of the iron ore industry went up nearly 130 billion yuan because the companies had to pay more than $20 billion due to the price increase.
Nearly 60% of China's domestic consumption relies on import. From 2001 to 2010, the country's iron ore import rose from 90 million tons to over 600 million. Zhou Wangjun, an official with China's National Development and Reform Commission, says the new index is imminent as the country's iron ore demand surged.
China can't have a bigger say in the price bargaining because it does not have the strong information of the cost price of iron ore. It leads to the rising price of the raw material, the drop of the company's profits, and the huge increase of the foreign exchange payment.
The majority of the world iron ore resources are monopolized by Vale, Rio Tinto, and BHP Billiton. The world's three largest iron ore producers last year abandoned the 40-year custom of annual pricing in favor of quarterly agreements as spot ore prices surged last year. Zhou Wangjun says the new index would help to break the monopoly.
The establishment of the iron ore index would help to form an expected price, which can lower the cost of steel companies and break the monopoly by the world's large iron ore producers. It is significant to enhance China's bargaining ability.
The index will be published on a weekly basis starting from October 1st. For CRI, I'm Wei Tong.